April the giraffe was pregnant and gave birth to a healthy male giraffe. How was it decided to live stream this? Was this the first time that you guys have tried something like this?
Yeah, our giraffe cam was actually our first attempt at a live stream, and you could say we did pretty okay with it. The reason it went up was simply because we had a number of guests that were checking in with us around January, because they knew April was expecting a calf about that time. And they were emailing and calling and leaving messages, and I thought, man, this is getting redundant. There's got to be a better way to have the world tune in and check in on April on their own. So a cam went up, and for the first 2 weeks of its implementation, you know, we had a few hundred people watching, and it was serving its purpose quite well.
And then it exploded.
That's correct. On, I believe it was February 23rd or 22nd, CBS Denver picked it up and started streaming it, and it was a surprise to us. I was actually leaving the park, driving home, and I noticed my phone had a bunch of notifications, and I thought, what's going on? And that's when we went onto Facebook and saw we were tagged, and CBS, I believe, had 30 or 40,000 people watching it.
So, with that overwhelming response, what has this meant to Animal Adventures since then? Obviously, you guys haven't reopened for the new season yet, but what has this meant so far?
Well, it's meant that the world now knows who April the Giraffe is, who Animal Adventure is, but also the concern for giraffes in the wild and their need for preservation and conservation. So, you know, us as a park on a smaller scale, it's definitely allowed us to expedite some of our expansion plans and, you know, more importantly, really drive our message on a much more global scale about education and conservation.
So what's the future of the live stream at Animal Adventure from this point on?
We've announced that the Giraffe Cam will go back live on Tuesdays from 4 to 8 p.m. to allow the world to check in to see on mom, baby, dad, and see how the progress and development is going. Now, that'll continue until our new giraffe yard cam is installed sometime this summer.
Now, how long is the calf expected to remain at Animal Adventure?
Well, the calf's staying with us will be totally dictated by the calf and mom. The weaning process can take anywhere from 6 to 8 months all the way up to 14 to 15 months. So without question, the calf will be with us all this season and possibly next season.
Okay, and you open again when for the public?
We hope to be open on May 13th, but we sure do have a lot of work to do between now and then.
And, of course, the whole world is weighing in on naming the calf. Do you have a rough ballpark figure as how many people have entered names so far?
What I see every day is the top 10 names. I don't know exactly how many votes are behind each of them. Of course, our programmers and computer guys know that, but I do know we have 10 names that have really stood out in balance with all the others. And some of the names we expected and some are quite unique.
When will the decision be made as to what the official name of the calf will be?
The public will be able to vote on those top 10 names. And on May 1st, we expect to announce the winner and obviously the name of our new baby.
Now, obviously, you don't just have giraffes there. What else do you have at your complex?
Well, Animal Adventure is home to over 200 animals representing 80 species. From Africa alone, we have our giraffes, zebras, wildebeest, hyenas, camels. South America, we have different kinds of monkeys, capybaras, and other small hoof stock. And then down in North America, we have black bears and cougars and wolves, and of course, many different domestic animals and unique species to the area.
When did Animal Adventure open up?
Animal Adventure opened in June of 2013, so we're now entering our fifth season.
5 years, and now you've reached international superstardom. Congratulations.
Thank you. You could definitely say everything's been a little expedited.
I'm sure you guys are probably going to be like the old Catskill Game Farm used to be. Do you anticipate something like that?
Well, certainly. You know, the Catskill Game Farm was certainly a destination for many people throughout the country, and I can only hope that perhaps we can see the crowds the Catskill Game Farm once saw, but certainly hope to pass on our message of conservation more than anything else.